explosive flying under its own power. Once it's launched into the air, instead of flying a predetermined course, its direction can be guided by radio beams from an observation plane flying high above it.
Oh, I see.
Imagine its tremendous effectiveness in warfare, deadly accuracy in hitting even a fast-moving target like a troop train or a supply ship.
Sounds tremendously important. Who invented it?
This man Arcalis, who was to demonstrate it last week at the proving grounds before a large delegation from the capital. Besides being members of the War Department, a great many high officials and other branches of the government were to attend the test.
Well?
Since your friend Wilson gained access to the laboratory and put the flying torpedo out of commission, the test has been postponed until tomorrow.
And who is Arcalis? Where did he come from?
A famous foreign inventor. He's quite a reputation abroad.
Lamont, you don't suppose it's possible Arcalis has the boy under some strong mental influence?
It's possible.
They've got Wilson temporarily in the city jail. Won't you call on him as the shadow?
Margot, do you honestly think that this case warrants my attention as a shadow?
Lamont, I don't ask many favors, but I have the feeling John Wilson is innocent.
All right, Margot. You're really serious. The shadow will pay a call on John Wilson in the city jail.